You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Kennedy.
And Riley.
And your favorite producer, Des.
And you're listening to the Ken and Rye Show.
Woo, woo,
on
woo.
On We Talk Radio.
On We Talk Radio. Period. Woo. Hi, everybody. It's your girl, your favorite producer, Des. We had some technical difficulties on my show. We apologize for that. We will be back next Friday, Friday Night Hype with DB at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Fridays, every Friday, we had some technical difficulties. But guess what, y'all? We're going to do a lot better. Going to make sure everything is up and running for you guys. And next week, you know, I got some surprise guests. I'm so excited. So excited. But how's y'all's week been, Ken and Rye? How's y'all been doing?
Oh, I've been doing great. Blessing all his favorite.
Amen.
On my back, saying, just loving Jesus. Well, how's your week been?
I've been tired. I had to go take the star test. I want to say yesterday, but no, not yesterday, Thursday. And them questions is more difficult than walking across the street.
Not walking across the street.
Riley, which test did you take?
I had to take my math. You know, math is not my strong suit. It's just, you lost me at math. I don't even know how I passed through kindergarten. It's just rough over here.
I get it. I struggle with math the most in high school.
I mostly struggle with biology because I had to do biology reading. And the reason why I didn't pass reading is because it's when you have 5 hours but really it's pretty much when you read the passage and when you have to read it over and over again, it's like so frustrating. And so then when it says you have 4 hours and the 4 hours goes to 3 hours and then 3 hours and 30 minutes and then 2 hours, and then it's like I feel so rushed. That's why I have to skim through it and like, okay, so I think I saw that in the passage, so I just click and answer. So I just pretty much feel rushed but when I did it again, I pretty much had all the time I could take my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I think the second time I did it, it was better than the first time. So I pretty much think I passed.
That's good. Y'all hit us up on We Talk Radio and let us know what you guys have, you know, if you guys had to retake the STAR test, how was it for you guys? You know, for anybody that's, you know, obviously that takes it next year, the people that were in, I guess, you know, moving up in your grade, the people behind you, the students behind you. You know, what's some advice that you would give to them, or just, you know, some test taking tips? You know, we're still in the thick of summer. I can't believe it's almost the 4th of July. I feel like once the 4th of July hits, it's crazy from there. It goes by fast. Yeah, exactly. It goes by so fast.
The advice I would give to the other kids that are struggling is just take your time and choose the best answer you think is possible, what you think is right. And I would say read the questions first, then go back to the passage. That really helps.
How about you, Rye?
The advice I would give, I don't know if y'all want my advice. My advice might not help.
Make sure it's some good advice, not something crazy like make sure you bring a pencil. Like, obviously, make sure you get up on time. Obviously, those are, you know, you got to do that. You got to make sure you're there on time. So go ahead.
If you're like me and you're not usually an early bird, but all of a sudden school starts and you're an early bird and you go to sleep early, I would say don't drink before you go to bed, because I know for me, I went to bed early, like at 10.
Whoa, back up. You said don't drink before you go to bed?
Yeah, don't drink anything before you go to bed. Because I had to wake up at 6 in the morning because my mom told me that I had to be there at 8. So I went to bed at 10 something. I woke up at 6 in the morning. But of course, I drank something, so I was up at like 3, and then I couldn't go back to sleep, so I had to wait for the alarm to go off at 6. I would go for the alarm off at 6. I get ready. I'm up by 7. I got me and my niece Legacy all dressed up I go and tell my mom it's time to go because it's about to be 8. All of a sudden, she comes in there and tells me check in is until 9. I was hot.
Oh, man. I was 9 hot. O'clock? I would have been upset, too, because basically you've been up for the past, you know, you were up for the past 6 hours. Yeah.
And I had to sit there and wait because we couldn't start till 9, and I was just over there so tired. Just wanted to
sleep. You can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
I understand.
But good job to you guys. It's done. You're done with it.
Yes, we are.
You're done with it. Think about it like that. It's done. It's over with.
Let's hope so. Because I'm not trying to go back up there at all. I don't want to get my diploma and get... Oh, hey, quick thing for you guys. I'm trying to find a place to stay because if Biden adds... If Biden adds an extra, 2-3 years, he don't get out to grade 14, I'm dropping out at 12. And I know my mom's going to kick me out. So I'm just trying to find some place to stay. So if you guys are willing to help, I'd
Lord have mercy. Riley, explain what you're talking about. You said President Biden. You don't just say Biden. Lord have mercy. As black people, we just be saying stuff. Obama, Trump, Biden. President Joe Biden. Go ahead. You said, explain what's going on.
I've been hearing these rumors how he's going to add extra years to school. Thinking we've already done spent enough time. We already got an extra 4 years of college.
No, I have not.
I don't understand. You see, I'm in a group chat called the Grown Up Group Chat, and that thing goes off the ding, 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 ding every 24 seconds. So I get all the hot juicy details. Yeah. Huh?
So it's pretty much blowing up your phone.
Yes, and I'll be hearing how Biden's about to add extra school years. And after I done heard that, and I seen it all over TikTok, after I done heard that, I knew I was dropping out at 12. So I've called up my sister. I was about to call up my granny. She's going to call up you guys. I know I'm going to get kicked out.
Well, don't say you're going to get kicked out.
I'm dropping. If he adds extra years, I'm totally dropping out.
Well, you 12th can't. Grade.
I'm
going
to go to college.
You can't. I don't think you can just drop out.
You can drop out, all right.
Well, no, you. I'm saying you personally, not you as an individual.
Yeah.
Not people. Riley. Riley cannot just not go to school because if you don't go to school, then your mom goes to jail. So you're going to be a dropout, and she's going to be in jail.
Well, hey, I'm not doing an extra 2 years of school. That's ridiculous.
What? Well, hey, I'm not. Hey, and not caring that your mom's going to jail. Isn't
of
it?
Course, I care if she goes to jail.
Then stay in school, sweetheart.
Well, we can bail her out. I'll get some bail money when I become.
Well, if you're a dropout, you
is this
you're not gonna have Thurman, a job.
Successful dropouts, and they're doing perfectly fine.
Well, let's not make Rye one of the successful dropouts. And that obviously, you know, rumors, it's not something, if he's not constantly, President Joe Biden hasn't constantly been talking about it. If he was really serious about it, there would be a constant push for that. And that's not on the forefront of, I don't think that's on the forefront of his mind right now.
Hopefully not.
I think he's more so trying to erase student loan debt than add more years of high school, because that'll change everything. That adds more years to, you know, the teachers, you know, that's more stuff they have to do, and teachers are already underpaid, you know, that means so they'll have to get paid more. It's just so much that'll go into it. So it probably won't happen. Honestly, if it does happen, it'll probably be towards the end of his term. So, and y'all have technically 3 more years left.
Yes, we do. Hopefully.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, 3 more years. Well, September, it's going to be 2 years. So.
Well, it's not. You have to do 10th grade, you have to do 11th grade and 12th grade. So you have 3 more school years.
I know. So.
Hey, wouldn't it be so much better if you go down? Like you start at 12th grade. Then you go down and all the way.
Well, how would a 12? Well, how would a 4-year-old comprehend 12? That doesn't make
exactly. That's what you got to do. You got to be ready. So that way, when you get to first grade, you're already advanced.
Well, you got to learn your numbers and letters before you learn pre-calculus and calculus. You got to learn how to count money before you learn Or, you know, you got to learn how to read before you read, you know, thick books, textbooks. You got to learn how to, you know, your ABCs. Ken and Rye are just on one today. They are just talking absolutely crazy. But
now that's Riley, actually.
Right. Well, Rye. Rye is over here saying she wants to be a dropout so her mama can go to jail. Her mom does not need to go to jail over you being a dropout.
I don't want her to go to jail.
Well, I don't think, honestly, Rye, I do not think that'll happen. But hey, you keep us updated. I'll look at it because, I mean, that'll just change the whole education system. And there hasn't been any huge changes when it comes to, like, curriculum. I guess when, like, STAR happened, and that STAR happened when I was, I think, in, like, middle school. So that was definitely about, I think that was about 10 years ago. So, oh, my gosh, I feel old. But... That was about 10 years ago. Probably a little bit less than that. Maybe like 8 years ago. Anyways, you guys, we will be back. We will be right back with Riley's hot takes, Kennedy's rants, and y'all know me. I got my debacles. We'll be right back with y'all. We're going to play Shorty Like Mine by Chris Brown. Let's hit it, DJ. We'll be back, y'all.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 we are back, y'all. Those commercials, ooh, they take me back. Shout out to all of our OGs. Thank you so, so, so much for, you know, just sticking with us all this time. Y'all, do y'all remember our first show?
No, I'm completely honest with you. I don't.
You don't? I remember the first time we tried to do a YouTube video. That was very interesting.
Well, I think I kind of remember it when we had to wake up early in the morning at 11 o'clock and I probably didn't feel like waking up.
Yep. So,
I don't remember what happened, but I think it went smoothly. Riley, do you remember the show?
I really don't. I'm being completely honest with you. I don't remember our first show.
Really? Right now, I don't remember. Y'all were really little, so that makes sense. Y'all were like, I think y'all were
probably about 6. Kendra was probably 7.
I was like, y'all were like 6, 7 years old.
Probably. We're 9 months apart, so she would probably be 7. I'll probably be 6.
That's so crazy how y'all are 9 months. That's so weird. Anyways, you Riley, I know you got your hot takes for us today. Hit it, girl.
I thought Kennedy goes first with her topics.
Kennedy, do you want to go first?
No, I can't go first. So pretty much what I'm going to be talking about is movies,
okay? Ooh, what
movie? But I looked it up. I saw it coming out with the Hotel Transylvania 4.
What? Y'all know I love the Hotel Transylvania series.
And it was crazy. I'm like, what?
When did the trailer come out?
The trailer, it came out, actually the release date is coming out October 1st, 2021.
All right. Y'all go see Hotel Transylvania 4.
It came out last week on Friday.
Oh, the trailer. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but guys, have you heard about the iCarly reboot?
Woo! I used to love iCarly growing up. Did y'all like
iCarly? When did iCarly come out?
It came out, I think, in, like, 2011, 2012.
Wow.
This reboot is horrible. Like, where's Sam in this? Where's y'all. Sam?
But they got, we got some diversity. They have 2 black girls.
I know,
but still, you know where's Sam?
You know how good that is? Yeah, and I probably, they had Tebow, which is, he's like a store owner. Like, they go to this really popular, I think it's like a, juice bar. I don't know what. A whole bunch of stuff. But it's the store owner that they always, you know, go to. That he was the only black guy. There was nobody else black. So for them to have two black girls, two lead black girls on the show, I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it's different. I haven't watched the episode myself. Riley, have you watched it?
No, I don't think I'm going to either.
Y'all are whack. Y'all got to support the black girls.
It's not that I'm not supporting the black girls. It's just I don't really think I'll like it.
Well, Sam was... Well, do y'all remember or do y'all know why Sam isn't coming or, you know, didn't come back?
I think she was underpaid, especially in Sam and Cat. I think she was underpaid. Riley.
Say it again. I'm sorry. We're talking over you.
I remember seeing something about like how Sam was getting paid less than Kat, aka Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. And so she wasn't coming back. But I don't know if that applies to iCarly too.
Right. I was like, well, that's kind of different from iCarly. But...
Well, I think I heard maybe it's because of what happened in her past. And maybe it was because of that she was getting paid less. Or maybe it's because other stuff. It's because I heard that they were feeding the children the food that they didn't like. And so maybe they want to come back on the show. Yeah. I thought maybe it's because of the producers and all, and they're telling them. And she was acting about someone that she was not. Mm. So maybe it's because of the producers and the directors. Maybe that's why. I don't really know.
Well, what I heard, I've been looking at like interviews about it because I believe it just came. They released the first couple episodes either earlier this week or last weekend. But the reason why she's not coming back is because she never liked acting. She never wanted to act. Her mom made her do it, and she got on that show. And, like, when you get on a show, you have to sign a contract. Like, you have to – I mean, obviously, they could have recasted somebody else. But she really didn't like acting at all. Mm. And, you know, she never really wanted to do it. Her mom made her do it. You know, her mom got her into it. And then she, you know, booked Sam and Kat. So – not Sam and Kat. I'm sorry. iCarly. And, you know, she did it for all that time. And, you know, she's done other shows, but she quit acting. And I believe she's, you know, directing and doing small stuff and, you know, stuff like that. But, hey, you know, and it's crazy because she's such a great character. And she's also has this show on Netflix called Between. And that's, you know, a pretty good show.
I haven't heard that.
It's pretty Between? Good. I don't know if it's kid appropriate, gotta be honest. But, I know I watched like the first couple episodes of the first season and it wasn't bad. I it was okay. And then another show came out and I was like, oh my gosh, I just got hooked on another show. I think it was Vampire Diaries. Shout out to all my people that love Vampire Diaries. Cause
I can't do it. I can't do Vampire Diaries.
Love Vampire Diaries. Anyways.
I can't do it.
It's so good to me. Shout out to the people that love Vampire Diaries. Me and my cousin my cousin said he was rewatching it. I know that. I was like, man, should I rewatch it again? I like Vampire Diaries, The 100. Anyways, back to iCarly, back to Sam. So her real name really is Jeanette McCurdy. Jeanette McCurdy does not like, she didn't like playing Sam. And then also, you know, I think she got paid less on that show too. But it's just like, that's why most people will watch the show. She was a different character. Like she was a tomboy. She was really funny. She had, you know, the crazy gimmicks and the crazy antics on the show. She was, you know, she had a lot more.
She was kind of like Khloe Kardashian, but not as an adult, because she pretty much had anger issues because she kept fighting, doing all those stunts and all.
So Khloe Kardashian has anger issues?
No, well, she did pass away. Please don't. If you ever meet Khloe Kardashian, please don't say that you had anger issues in the past. I heard that she had anger issues in the past, but hopefully she got over that, or maybe just a rumor or something, but.
All right. I was just saying, I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to take over your segment, Kennedy. I was just saying why, like, Sam isn't on the show. She just didn't want to act anymore, and she's, like, doing other stuff. She just doesn't want to be in the industry anymore. But, yeah, go ahead, Ken. Keep going. My bad. I heard that. I heard they're making that Minions. What? I can't wait for that.
Yes, you're right. Yes, it is in this movie. You know, I'm going to watch
she that is, one. She is. And she was in Break July, Out.
1st, 2022.
Oh, that's so long. That's like a year from now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out. I don't know if you guys remember, but one of my favorite shows is Now You See Me. And I heard that Now You See Me.
Oh, Now You See Me.
It's a movie.
Yeah, they're coming out with the third one. And when I heard, oh my gosh, you guys, when I heard the day it was coming out, I was so upset. It's going to come out in March. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going to come out in 2022. I stopped reading after that. 2022 is just so far away.
It really isn't. Like, once you think about it, the year is basically almost, like, we're halfway through the year. Think about it like that. No, and you know how fast? I still remember, you know, what I was doing for New Year's. I still remember New Year's. I still remember, you know, the snowstorm at the very beginning of the year. It seemed like such a long time ago, but it really wasn't. I remember my birthday. So, and that was all, you know, the first 3 months of the year. So think about it. We're already, you know, halfway through the year. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we're making the Space Jam.
Yes, Space Jam. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's not far away.
I thought it came out next week.
No, it's coming out July 16th.
Well, oh, excuse me. Shout out to I'm joking. Go ahead. Woo, sweet Jesus. Man, if you watch the OG Space Jam on VHS, you are a real one. You are a real one. These kids don't know about VHS. Do y'all know what VHS is?
And not yes, that thing you, yes, we put that you put the little rectangle DVDs in.
We know what VHS's are.
But do y'all remember? I used to watch Barbie Swan Lake on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Barbie Swan Lake, one of the best Barbie movies ever.
No, we had Netflix for all that. That's too much.
It was Princess something, where she was just a regular girl, and then she was a princess in the end.
Anyways. Y'all know what the real, to all my Barbie fans out there, they used to watch Barbie when they were little. Y'all know what's up. You know, nothing tops Barbie Swan Lake. Nothing tops that. What's topping that? Nothing.
Barbie the Princess Charm School. Barbie the Princess Charm School.
Whack.
Yep. Whack. Right there.
You know, it wasn't
whack. Whack.
That all the time.
Was it on VHS?
Matter.
Did you have to? Did you rewind your favorite dance scene? No, you didn't.
If I could.
No, you didn't. Not on VHS. Not on VHS, and then you rewind it too far.
Oh, we have Netflix now. Excuse me.
Ooh, this generation, child. This generation. All right, Ken.
What about Barbie and A Mermaid Tale? That was a good one.
Yeah, that's the one you always used to watch. I was sick of watching that. We watched that about 15 times. We watched it almost every day.
The big red dog.
Mm-hmm.
The new one?
I heard that. A live action. Yep. Kennedy, is that
17? That's supposed to be my birthday.
Of this year?
I have 2021.
All right. Y'all go check out. That was my show. I forgot her owner's name, but that was my girl.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. That was my girl. I liked her. Interesting. All right, is that all for your? Is that all?
The
for
last one is coming out with the same two, December 27th.
Oh yes, I saw that. Y'all, me, Ken, and Rye, we all went to go see. Was it us? Did we go see it? Did you go see it with us, Rye?
I don't even think it was in theaters.
We saw it in theaters. I remember vividly because I was my girl Tori Kelly is in it, so. I love everything she does.
No, I really don't.
Riley is.
I don't have a good memory.
You don't remember seeing Sing? That movie? I remember seeing it in theaters.
I remember watching it, Arlington, but I don't remember going anywhere to watch it.
We were at the Arlington Highlands Theater. I remember. Y'all are whack. Aren't they whack? Lord of mercy.
No, we're not whack.
Y'all said Barbie and the Princess Charm School. Swan Lake. Boss Baby 2. Yes, yeah. I saw that.
Nope, I'm not going to watch that. I can't do it.
See, but I thought Boss Baby was cute. One movie that I did not like that when I saw it in theaters, everybody was just laughing was Peabody and Sherman. I did not like that.
Peabody and Sherman?
It was very, very boring to me.
It was
I can't watch Peter Rabbit too. I can't do that either.
Okay, y'all are just going off the deep end with what movies you like. And
okay, but that is it for Kennedy's hot takes. Thank you very much for your time.
No, it's Kennedy's rants. Riley has the hot takes. Yes, Kennedy's rants. Thank you, Kennedy.
Woo!
Okay. I guess y'all
can. Riley's rant, but she rants me about all this craziness that is happening in the world.
It's very true. Very, very true. Go ahead, Riley.
All right, so I'm not going to steal the show. Mine today is going to be very short. It's just going to be a brief segment about what's happening in our world. So, for starters, today I'm going to be talking about abuse or domestic violence abuse, how it's just not right. I mean, I don't understand why you would have the rights to put your hands on someone. I'm clearly, they didn't ask to be abused. I know that there's a lot of videos on YouTube about all this stuff, and my mom actually, she has a Heels on the Move to Heal event coming up very soon. It's about women of domestic violence abuse, and how, you know, once they get out, they don't have many clothes, they don't have shoes. So we do a shoe fashion show every year for a victim of domestic violence. My mom was actually a victim of domestic violence. And if you guys should go on YouTube, go to and check it out. I'll make sure to leave it in the description. Guys, it's just a very hard topic to talk about. I'm going to give you guys the hotline. So whenever you really want to. I know it's very difficult for people to get out and actually speak because you're afraid someone, they might find you again or you might get caught, but I really do understand and just want you to know that we're here for you, and if you ever need anything, you know, just to call, even if it's just a hang up and you call back, just know that we're here for you. I'm gonna give you guys the line right now, and I'm gonna say it real slow so that everyone gets it. Even if you are a kid, we still, you're here for you. Even if you're a kid, adult, anything, a man, woman, I'm going to give you guys a number. It's 800-800-799-7233. I'm going to say it one more time. 800-799-7233. Now, before I go on, I want to get Destiny and Kennedy's advice about how you guys feel about domestic violence.
That's really good, Riley. Thank you so much.
That was really nice.
That was.
And how you said how you, we're here for you. We are here for you.
Absolutely. The We Talk Radio family is here. We are praying for you, sending you all of our love. For people that are struggling in situations of domestic violence, unfortunately, those situations, you know, can be so complicated.
It can.
Recently, actually, I believe it was last fall, my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, our Lambda Eta chapter at my school at Sam Houston State University, we had a domestic violence program. And we talked to local police officers in the Huntsville area, which is where my school is. And we talked about domestic violence situations, because a lot of those, we usually think of, you know, married women, and we usually think of, you know, just women in general. We usually don't think of men, especially young men and women, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, or, you know, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, you know, one partner abusing the other. And, you know, we usually don't, you know, talk about those things. So my sorority wanted to have a program about, or my sorority, we had a program about domestic violence. And one of the things the police officers were saying is that, unfortunately, a lot of the victims of domestic violence, you know, they stay in that situation because they are tied to their partner, either male or female, financially, emotionally, spiritually. You know, a lot of, you know, people don't want to get a divorce or don't want to leave, you know, like, you know, if you're married in the sense of their husband or their wives, you know, their partner.
And they probably just don't really want to be alone.
Right. They don't want to be alone. Exactly. Especially if, you know, you've been with that person, or even if your boyfriend and girlfriend, like if you've been with them for, you know, 5 years or even, you know, 4 years, 2 years, you know, that person has been with you in your life for a long period of time. So it's hard for, it's hard for the victim to leave, no matter if it's, you know, a man or a woman. But we here at the We Talk Radio family, we, you know, love bringing awareness to this topic. And like Rye said, Miss Kia D has a program called Heels on the Move to Heal, which is a nonprofit, you know, explaining or, you know, reaching out to young women, just women in general, about the severities and just bring awareness to domestic violence in all forms. Because one thing that we also talked about with the local police officers, and we also talked to, we have a safe house in Huntsville, Texas, which, and it's not too far from our college campus. And it's where, you know, women and mostly, you know, women and children, but, you know, anybody can be there. Women and children go to, usually most of the time, they are fleeing domestic violence situations, abusive situations in their home, or, you know, they're homeless. They don't, you know, they don't have anywhere to go, but most of the time it is their partner is abusing them in some way. And so they leave their home with their, either by themselves or, you know, if they have children with their children. And the Safe House was saying a lot of women are abused financially. Maybe, you know, they're the breadwinner in the family and, you know, their, you know, husband or, you know, their partner is abusing their finances. So it's just so many, you know, different ways besides, you know, physical and verbal abuse. You know, you can also be mentally, you know, abused, you know, emotionally, mentally and financially, which is, you know, that it goes unnoticed, especially in the Black and Brown community. So thank you, Riley, for bringing attention to that. Again, us at the Ken and Rye Show and at the We Talk Radio and at ReTalk Radio, we send all of our love and our support to you. If you have to flee that situation, please flee that situation. Riley, if you could give the hotline one more time, go ahead.
Yes, I will. Just really quickly, I want to explain to you guys what Heels on the Move to Heal is. Heels on the Move to Heal is nonprofit organization that strives to bring awareness to domestic abuse or sexual abuse and or human trafficking while empowering and supporting survivors with a passion to protect our youth. We created Youth on the Move to Heal to promote awareness and educate youth on domestic violence while giving them a platform to be creative. We have educational programs and initiatives that allow the youth to create and produce local events. They have the experience of becoming a show MC, performer, producer, DJ, photographer, and videographer. So you guys, the official date, because you know it's a fashion show, so the official date would be August 19th. It's official, August 19th. You guys, make sure you tune in on August 19th. Make sure that is in the description too. And I'm going to give you guys the hotline again. It's 800-799-7233. Give it one more time. 800-799-7233.
That's great, Riley.
Thank
That's awesome.
Much.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, we are going to go to commercial. We will be right back. We're going to be right back with my debacles. I'm going to be talking about the amazing Olympian. She is now an Olympian, Shikari Richardson from Oak Cliff. Woo! I'm going to be talking about her next on Destiny's Debacles. Y'all don't want to miss it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hit it, DJ.
Woo! Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you so much, DJ, for that bop right there. We love that song. Y'all know I love that song. You know, I mean, I know most of the songs we play, I love. But, you know, that song, that one's one of my favorites. All right. But, y'all, thank you so much for, you know, tuning into our show. I'm going to do my debacles and, you know, we just going to do this thing. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Are y'all ready?
We ready.
We ready? You ready, Ryan?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. I'm going to be talking about.
Yes, I'm ready.
I said Miss Shikari. Her name is Miss Shikari Richardson. She is now an Olympian. She is from Oak Cliff or Dallas, Texas. But, you know, usually the reason I'm so hype, y'all, I'm not going to lie. A lot of, you know, people from Texas that are usually famous, you know, like the Megan Thee Stallions, Simone Biles, which is also an amazing Olympian, gymnast Olympian, are from, you know, Beyonce, obviously. A lot of them are from, you know, South Texas. I feel like we don't really have, besides Erica Banks. Erica Banks is amazing. She's an amazing rapper from Dallas. But we don't have a lot of people repping Dallas. You know, we have a lot of people repping, you know, Houston, Texas, which is amazing. I love everybody from Houston. Shout out to Houston, Texas. But, you know, we don't really have a lot of people, especially my age, and she is also 21, and that are representing, you know, she's going to be representing the United States. And she's from, you know, in the Olympics. And she's from Oak Cliff. Like, that's big. That's a big, big, big deal. That's a huge deal. And I'm so excited for her. She is an American track and field sprinter, and she competes in 100 meters and 200 meter races. And she goes to the, she rose to fame at 2019 at LSU, Louisiana State University. Shout out to everybody that attends LSU. Shout out to the state of Louisiana. Y'all are amazing. And, you know, she was a, she's a freshman there, or she was a, you know, that's in 2019, she was a freshman there. And she ran, she broke the record of a 100 meter dash. And she ran that in, y'all, 10.75 seconds. So almost 11 seconds, under 11 seconds. She ran, do you know how crazy that is? She is one of the fastest in the world. And she's 21.
And she's a Black woman.
And she's a, and she a, and she's a Black queen. She is a beautiful Black queen. Ooh, y'all. If I got her on the show, y'all let me know if y'all want her on the show. Maybe me and the We Talk Radio team, the Ken and Rye team, we can pull some strings. But y'all, she is just absolutely amazing. She was born March 25th. She's a March baby. And she's in Dallas, Texas. Again, like I said, she's 21. And y'all, she's short. She's only 5'1". She's so short. But y'all, there was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of pushback, you know, of how she was dressed. So she was wearing, when she was recently, this week, she was competing for to be in the Olympics. And y'all, she was, her hair was in a half up, half down style. She had some weave in her hair. It looked great. It was like this really pretty kind of orange auburn color, and she, you know, she had long nails, she had her lashes on, she had tattoos. And people were saying, you know, the blogs were saying, or, you know, just not a lot of blogs were saying, you know, she was ghetto, but a lot of people were saying she was unprofessional, she was ghetto, she looked ugly. I thought she looked great. Rye, Ken, have y'all seen this video? And what did y'all think about it when, you know, like, or when people say things like, you know, to, really? Exactly. I think it is too.
Be cautious and careful about what you're saying.
Right.
Because you don't know what the person is going to.
Right.
But the person that's hurting the other person,
it must be going to something. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Vibe, what do you think? What do you think about, you know, just, you know, when people say, because she was, you know, most Olympians, you know, or, you know, Black women that are Olympians, if they wear their weave, you know, it's in a bun, or, you know, tied back, because, you know, you're running, and you don't want, you know, the hair to get in the way. Her hair wasn't necessarily in the way because she had, like, you know, a small ponytail, like a half up, half down situation going on. It was real cute. But a lot of people were saying, you know, it was unprofessional, it was ghetto, it was too much. I'm like, first off, sister girl she looked great. She looked great. She had the nails. I don't understand how she was running with all that. I feel like if, you know, if I was running, like, maybe I mean, I don't know about the nails. I don't know. I feel like I would have my hair pulled back. Right, absolutely. She's amazing. She's very, you know, she's educated, or she's getting her education at Louisiana State University. I know she's gonna do just great things, but I know she's gotten a lot of praise from different celebrities. I actually saw the video on Viola Davis's Instagram, y'all, and she was just, ooh, I love track and field. Everybody always tells me, you know, they're like, are you a track star? Are you a runner? Are you a track star? But people always told me, they were like, you have such amazing legs. Like, did you see track? And I was like, no, but if I would have went to a regular high school and I wouldn't have went to a fine arts school and danced, I would have definitely ran track. Because I like to run. I'm probably not very good at it because, you know, I've never done it. But I do like to run. And I think I can run pretty fast, personally. Maybe I have to go toe-to-toe with somebody. But yeah, I think track is just so,
I'll race you this.
It's such a fun. Oh, really? Well, y'all, I guess we're going to have a track, yeah, a race.
Race you.
Next week, we'll keep y'all tuned because I think I'm going to win. I put my money on me. But Riley, I think you can run fast too. Where are we going to run it?
You know, Granny has a what's it called? A track thing, but that's too much for me. We can run up and down the street.
Not too much.
I can do that.
See, cars would be coming.
No, I mean on the sidewalk.
I'm scared I get ran over.
I mean on the sidewalk. Go back once and go forward.
Okay. All right, that's a bet. That's a bet. Y'all go to Retalk Radio and y'all put in, you know, y'all make sure y'all say who's gonna win. Cause I think I run pretty fast, Ryan. I'm not gonna lie, not too long horn, but I think I run pretty fast. But hey, you might beat me.
Ken, you wanna get in on this bet?
All right.
Why not?
So you always trying to compete for some money.
People are broke. Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to compete with money.
Right, people are broke. Well,
I'm broke.
Lord have mercy. Well, Riley, y'all put in the comments and let us know who do you think will win. Cause I'm betting on myself. I might blow you at the water, Ryan. Now I'm motivated. I'm ready. We can do this. Yeah, we can do this tomorrow, fair and square.
In front of the family?
Sure.
Just to get judged? No, thanks.
Audio tape and send it to Instagram or Facebook.
You don't even have an Instagram or a Facebook.
Exactly. You don't even have TikTok, yeah. Kennedy. So back off. You don't even have. Who doesn't have TikTok these days?
Oh, okay. Just I'm like, when did you get an Instagram or Facebook? And why haven't you followed me? Anyways. But yeah, y'all. Miss Shakari Robinson is absolutely amazing. And y'all, I was looking at something on Twitter. I just saw it right before our show started. And I was looking at all the people, all the different women from Texas that have that are going on to be Olympians. So the tweet says, "I don't think y'all understand what's going on. Texas, stand up. These beautiful Black women will be representing the U.S. in the 2021 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan, period." All right, so Simone Biles, she's from Spring, Texas, which is not too far from Houston, or I think it's considered Houston. I don't know. I know some people might, you know, judge me for that. Don't judge me for that. But she is, you know, in the gymnastics, you know, area of the Olympics. She's in the, you know, she's in gymnastics. And so for track and field, we have three different girls. So we, like I just said, we have Shakari Richardson. She's from Dallas, Texas, track and field. We have Simone Manuel from Sugarland, Texas. And, oh, she's in swimming, sorry. So Simone Manuel is from Sugarland, Texas, and she's going to the Olympics, you know, the swimming. What do you call it, y'all? The swimming Olympics? I feel like that's not right. Anyways. So we have Anika McPherson from Port Arthur, Texas. One of my friends is from Port Arthur. Shout out to Port Arthur. She's track and field. Jasmine Moore, she's from Grand Prairie, Texas, track and field. We have Natalie Hines, Midland, Texas. She's, you know, swimming. We have Tamara Minshew-Stock. Minshew? I think it's Tamara Minshew-Stock. And she's from Katy, Texas, and she's wrestling. I'm ready to see her tackle somebody down for the people, for the culture. I want to see that. So I'm definitely going to be tuning into that. We have Ariel Atkins from Duncanville, Texas. Shout out to Duncanville. She's basketball, so I'm ready to see her. We have Chikaya Ogbugu from Coppell. Shout out to Coppell, Texas. She's in volleyball. And then we have Brittany Griner from Houston, Texas, and she's basketball. So y'all, the Black girl magic is popping. The Black girl magic, the Texas Black girls, stand up. And that tweet came from @Dreamville_AK. So y'all go follow him. But y'all, isn't that absolutely amazing? All those beautiful Black women all over Texas, East Texas, West Texas, North Texas, South Texas, just representing for the whole state. Salute to these young women, and I hope that, you know, they win. They just get gold, because, you know, that's what the magic is made out of, 24-karat magic. That's all we deserve. It's the gold. That's what we're going for. But I'm especially Miss Tamara Minshew-Stock, the wrestling. Oh, I'm ready for her to take somebody down for the culture. For the culture, I'm ready for her to take somebody down. And I know that's, you know, that shouldn't be in my spirit, but I'm ready for that. But yeah, y'all, that's all for my debacles today. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be right back, y'all, on We Talk Radio.
What is your favorite youth show?
The Kenan and Ryan Show. Woo!
It's your girl, your pal, your gal.
Anyway, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Ladies, we had a great show today. How'd y'all think the show went? How'd y'all enjoy it? Smoothly. How'd you think, Ryan? What'd you like about the show?
Of course, I like my part. My part. I love my part. You know,
always
me.
Always holding it down. Well, thank you guys. Thank you to our We Talk Radio family. Shout out to everybody on the team. You guys work tirelessly, and we appreciate you guys so much. Kennedy, would you like to close us out in prayer?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, go ahead. All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today and just waking us up this morning.
Amen.
It's a blessing. And, you know, just having the right to just breathe in your name, Lord. Thank you so much for just being so good. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That was a good prayer. High five. That's good. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Ken and Rye Show. Riley, is there anything you got to say?
I would just like to say for everyone out there, just keep your head held high for the rest of the week. No matter what anyone says, just keep your head held high.
Amen. That's great advice. So since y'all are giving advice, actually, wait, we have a birthday shout out. Shout out to our cousin, Jerwan Xavier Green.
Shout out to all the cancers and the July babies.
All the July babies. Shout out to, you know, everybody doing their thing in the month of July.
You mean June?
So many blessings, so many great opportunities. But shout out to my cousin, Derwan. It was his birthday earlier this week. We love you. Happy birthday. Happy 25th birthday. Quarter of a century. You go. We love you. We thank you for all you do. Just being an amazing cousin and loving on us so much. But yeah, y'all, great show today. Great show, Rye. Great show, Ken. Thank you to our amazing audience that tunes in every single week. Yep. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
And Riley.
And your favorite producer, Des.
And you're listening to The Ken and Rye Show.
Woo, woo, woo.
On We Talk Radio.
We Talk Radio. Period. Hi, everybody. It's your girl, your favorite producer, Des. We had some technical difficulties on my show. We apologize for that. We will be back next Friday, Friday Night Hype with DB at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays, every Friday. We had some technical difficulties, but guess what, y'all? We're going to do a lot better. going to make sure everything is up and running for you guys. And next week, you know, I got some surprise guests. I'm so excited. So excited. But how's y'all's week been, Ken and Ryan? How've y'all been doing?
Oh, I've been doing great. Blessing all the favorite.
Amen.
Having my back, saying, just loving Jesus. Ryan, how's your week been?
I've been tired. I had to go take the star test. I want to say yesterday, but no, not yesterday, Thursday. And them questions is more difficult than walking across the street.
Not walking across the street.
Riley, which test did you take?
I had to take my math. You know, math is not my strong suit. It's just, you lost me at math. I don't even know how I passed through kindergarten. It's just rough over here.
I get yeah, it. I struggle with I math the most in high school.
I mostly struggle with biology because I had to do biology reading. And the reason why I didn't pass reading is because it's when you have 5 hours but really it's pretty much when you read the passage and when you have to read it over and over again, it's like so frustrating. And so then when it says you have 4 hours and the 4 hours goes to 3 hours and then 3 hours and 30 minutes and then 2 hours. And then it's like, I feel so rushed. That's why I have to skim through it. And like, okay, so I think I saw that in the passage. So I just click and answer. So I just pretty much feel rushed but when I did it again, I pretty much had all the time. I could take my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I think the second time I did it, it was better than the first time. So I pretty much think I passed.
That's good. Y'all hit us up on We Talk Radio and let us know what you guys have, you know, if you guys had to retake the star test, how was it for you guys? You know, for anybody that's, you know, obviously that takes it next year, the people that were in, I guess, you know, moving up in your grade, the people behind you, the students behind you, you know, what's some advice that you would give to them or just, you know, some test taking tips, you know, we're still in the thick of summer. I can't believe it's almost the 4th of July. I feel like once the 4th of July hits, it's crazy from there. It goes by fast. Yeah, exactly. It goes by so fast.
The advice I would give to the other kids that are struggling is just take your time and choose the best answer you think is possible, what you think is right. And I would say read the questions first, then go back to the passage. That really helps.
How about you, Rye?
The advice I would give, I don't know if y'all want my advice. My advice might not help.
Make sure it's some good advice, not something crazy like make sure you bring a pencil. Like, obviously, make sure you get up on time. Obviously, those are, you know, you got to do that. You got to make sure you're there on time. So go ahead.
If you're like me and you're not usually an early bird, but all of a sudden school starts and you're an early bird and you go to sleep early, I would say don't drink before you go to bed. Because I know for me, I went to bed early, like at 10.
Becca. You said don't drink before you go to bed?
Yeah, don't drink anything before you go to bed. Because I had to wake up at 6 in the morning because my mom told me that I had to be there at 8. So I went to bed at 10 something. I woke up at 6 in the morning, but of course I drank something. So I was up at like 3 and then I couldn't go back to sleep. So I had to wait for the alarm to go off at 6. I would go for the alarm off at 6. I get ready. I'm up by 7. I got me and my niece Legacy all dressed up. I go and tell my mom it's time to go because it's about to be 8. All of a sudden, she comes in there and tells me check in is until 9. I was hot.
Oh, man. 9 o'clock? I would have been upset, too, because basically you've been up for the past, you know, you were up for the past 6 hours. Yeah.
And I had to sit there and wait because we couldn't start till 9, and I was just over there so tired. Just wanted to go to sleep.
You can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
I understand.
But good job to you guys. It's done. You're done with it.
Yes, we are.
You're done with it. Think about it like that. It's done. It's over with.
Let's hope so. Because I'm not trying to go back up there at all. I don't want to get my diploma and get out. Hey, quick thing for you guys. I'm trying to find a place to stay because if Biden adds an extra, 2-3 years, he don't get out to grade 14. I'm dropping out at 12, and I know my mom's going to kick me out. So I'm just trying to find some place to stay. So if you guys are willing to help, I'd
Lord have mercy. Riley, explain what you're talking about. You said President Biden. You don't just say Biden. Lord have mercy. Black, as black people, we just be saying stuff. Obama, Trump, Biden. President Joe Biden. Go ahead. You said, explain what's going on.
I've been hearing these rumors how he's going to add extra years to school. We've already done spend enough time. We already got an extra 4 years of college.
No, I have not.
I don't understand. You see, I'm in a group chat called the Grown Up Group Chat, and that thing goes off the ding, the ding, the ding every 24 seconds. So I get all the hot juicy details. Yeah. Huh?
So it's pretty much blowing up your phone.
Yes, and I'll be hearing how Biden's about to add extra school years. And after I done heard that, and I seen it all over TikTok, after I done heard that, I knew I was dropping out at 12. So I've called up my sister. I was about to call up my granny. She's going to call up you guys. I know I'm going to get kicked out.
Well, don't say you're going to get kicked out.
I'm dropping. If he adds extra years, I'm totally dropping out.
Well, you 12th can't.
Grade. I'm going to go to college.
I don't think you can just drop out.
You can drop out, all right.
Well, no, you. I'm saying you personally, not you as an individual.
Yeah.
Not people. Riley. Riley cannot just not go to school, because if you don't go to school, then your mom goes to jail. So you're going to be a dropout and she's going to be in jail.
Well, hey, I'm not doing an extra 2 years of school. That's ridiculous.
What? Well, hey, I'm not. Hey, and not caring that your mom's going to jail.
Is of course, I care if she goes to jail.
Then stay in school, sweetheart.
Well, we can bail her out. I'll get some bail money when I become.
Well, if you drop out, you you're not gonna have Herman, a job.
Successful dropouts, and they're doing perfectly fine.
Well, let's not make Rye one of the successful dropouts. And that obviously, you know, rumors. It's not something. If he's not constantly, President Joe Biden hasn't constantly been talking about it. If he was really serious about it, there would be a constant push for that. And that's not on the forefront of, I don't think that's on the forefront of his mind right now.
Hopefully
not. I think he's more so trying to erase student loan debt than add more years of high school, because that'll change everything. That adds more years to, you know, the teachers, you know, that's more stuff they have to do, and teachers are already underpaid, you know, that means so they'll have to get paid more. It's just so much that'll go into it. So it probably won't happen. Honestly, if it does happen, it'll probably be towards the end of his term. So, and y'all have technically 3 more years left.
Yes, we do. Hopefully.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, 3 more years. Well, by September, it's going to be 2 years, so.
Well, it's not in okay.
Yeah,
well, you have to do 10th grade, you have to do 11th grade and 12th grade, so you have 3 more school years.
I know. So,
hey, wouldn't it be so much better if you go down, like you start at 12th grade, then you go down and all the way?
Well, how would a 12th? Well, how would a 4-year-old comprehend 12? That doesn't make
exactly. That's what you got to do. You got to be ready. So that way, when you get to first grade, you're already advanced.
Well, you got to learn your numbers and letters before you learn pre-calculus and calculus. You got to learn how to count money before you learn. Or, you know, you got to learn how to read before you read, you know, thick books, textbooks. You got to learn how to, you know, your ABCs. Yes. Ken and Rye are just on one today. They are just talking absolutely crazy. But
that's Riley, actually.
Right. Well, Rye. Rye is over here saying she wants to be a dropout so her mama can go to jail. Her mom does not need to go to jail over you being a dropout.
I don't want her to go to jail.
Well, I don't think, honestly, Rye, I do not think that'll happen. But, hey, you keep us updated. I'll look at it because, I mean, that'll just change the whole education system, and there hasn't been any huge changes when it comes to like curriculum. I guess when like STAR happened, and that STAR happened when I was, I think, in like middle school. So that was definitely about, I think that was about 10 years ago. So, oh my gosh, I feel old, but that was about 10 years ago. Probably a little bit less than that, maybe like 8 years ago. Anyways, you guys, we will be back. We will be right back with Riley's hot takes, Kennedy's rants, and y'all know me, I got my debacles. We'll be right back with y'all. We're going to play Shorty Like Mine by Chris Brown. Let's hit it, DJ. We'll be back, y'all.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 we are back, y'all. Those commercials, ooh, they take me back. Shout out to all of our OGs. Thank you so, so, so much for, you know, just sticking with us all this time. Y'all, do y'all remember our first show?
No, I'm completely honest with you. I don't.
You don't? I remember the first time we tried to do a YouTube video. That was very interesting.
Well, I think I kind of remember it when we had to wake up early in the morning at 11 o'clock and I probably didn't feel like waking up.
Yep. So,
I don't remember what happened, but I think it went smoothly. Riley, do you remember the show?
I really don't. I'm being completely honest with you. I don't remember our first show.
Really? Why not? I don't remember. Y'all were really little, so that makes sense. Y'all were like, I think y'all were
probably about six. Kendra was probably seven.
I was like, y'all were like six, 7 years old.
Probably. We're 9 months apart, so she would probably be seven. I'd probably be six.
That's so crazy how y'all are 9 months. That's so weird. Anyways, you Riley, I know you got your hot takes for us today. Hit it, girl.
I thought Kennedy goes first with her topics.
Kennedy, do you want to go first?
No, I can't go first. So pretty much what I'm going to be talking about is movies, okay?
Ooh, what movie?
When I looked it up, I saw it coming out with the Hotel Transylvania 4.
What? Y'all know I love the Hotel Transylvania series.
And it was crazy. I'm like, what?
When did the trailer come out?
The trailer, it came out, actually the release date is coming out October 1st, 2021.
All right. Y'all go see Hotel Transylvania 4.
It came out last week on Friday.
Oh, the trailer. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but guys, have you heard about the iCarly reboot?
Woo! I used to love iCarly growing up. Did y'all like
iCarly? When did iCarly come out?
It came out, I think it was like 2011, 2012.
Wow.
This reboot is horrible. Like, where's Sam in this? Sam?
But they got, we got some diversity. They have two black girls.
I know,
but still, you know where's Sam?
You know how good that is? Yeah, and I probably, they had no, well, they had Tebow, which is, he's like a store owner. Like, they go to, you know, they go to this really popular, I think it's like a juice bar, or a taco. I don't know what.
No,
a whole bunch of stuff. But it's the store owner that they always, you know, go to. That he was the only black guy. There was nobody else black. So for them to have two black girls, two lead black girls on the show, I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it's different. I haven't watched the episode myself. Riley, have you watched it?
No, I don't think I'm going to either.
Y'all are whack. Y'all gotta support the black girls.
I mean, it's not that I'm not supporting the black girls. It's just I don't really think I'll like it.
Well, Sam was. Well, do y'all remember or do y'all know why Sam isn't coming or you know didn't come back?
I think she was underpaid, especially in Sam and Cat. I think she was underpaid.
Riley. Say it again. I'm sorry. We're talking over you.
I remember seeing something about like how Sam was getting paid less than Kat, aka Ariana Grande,
mm-hmm.
and so she wasn't coming back. But I don't know if that applies to iCarly too.
Right. I was like, well, that's kind of different from iCarly. But
well, I think I heard maybe it's because of what happened in her past, and maybe it was because of that she was getting paid less, or maybe it's because of stuff. It's because I heard that they were feeding the children the food that they didn't like. And so maybe they want to come back on the show. Or I thought maybe it's because of the producers and all, and they're telling them, and she was acting of us about of someone that she was not. So maybe it's because of the producers and the directors. Maybe that's why, I don't really know.
Well, what I heard, I've been looking at like interviews about it, because I believe it just came, they released the first couple episodes either earlier this week or last weekend. But the reason why she's not coming back is because she never liked acting. She never wanted to act. Her mom made her do it, and she got on that show. And like, when you get on a show, you have to sign a contract. Like, you have to, I mean, obviously they could have recasted somebody else, but she really didn't like acting at all. And, you know, she never really wanted to do it. Her mom made her do it. You know, her mom got her into it. And then she, you know, booked Sam and Cat. So, not Sam and Cat, I'm sorry, Carly. And, you know, she did it for all that time. And, you know, she's done other shows, but she quit acting. And I believe she's, you know, directing and doing small stuff and, you know, stuff like that. But, hey, you know, and it's crazy because she's such a great character. And she's also has this show on Netflix called Between. And that's, you know, a pretty good show.
I haven't heard that.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's kid appropriate, gonna be honest, but I know I watched like the first couple episodes of the first season, and it wasn't bad. I it was okay. And then another show came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just got hooked on another show. I think it was Vampire Diaries. Shout out to all my people that love Vampire Diaries. Cause
I can't do it. I can't do Vampire Diaries.
Love Vampire Diaries. Anyways,
I can't do it.
It's so good to me. Shout out to the people that love Vampire Diaries. Me and my cousin are, well, my cousin said he was rewatching it. I know that I was like, man, should I rewatch it again? I like Vampire Diaries, the 100. Anyways, back to iCarly, back to Sam. So her real name is Jeanette McCurdy. Jeanette McCurdy does not like, she didn't like playing Sam. And then also, you know, I think she got paid less on that show too. But it's just like, that's why most people will watch the show. She was a different character. Like, she was a tomboy. She was really funny. She had, you know, the crazy gimmicks and the crazy antics on the show. She had a lot more.
She was kind of like Khloe Kardashian, but not as an adult, because she pretty much had anger issues because she kept fighting, doing all those stunts and all.
So Khloe Kardashian has anger issues?
No, well, she did pass later. Please don't. If you ever meet Khloe Kardashian, please don't say that you had anger issues in the past. I heard that she had anger issues in the past, but hopefully she got over that, or maybe just a rumor or something, but go ahead.
All right. Anyways. But yeah, I was just saying, I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to take over your segment, Candy. I was just saying why, like, Sam isn't on the show. She just didn't want to act anymore, and she's, like, doing other stuff. She just doesn't want to be in the industry anymore. But yeah, go ahead, Ken. Keep going. My bad. I heard that. I heard they're making that Minions.
What?
I can't wait for that.
That's right. Beheaded is in this movie. You know, I'm gonna watch
she
that
is.
One.
She is. She and was I in Rick and Ralph.
2022.
Oh, that's so long. That's like a year from now.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out. I don't know if you guys remember, but one of my favorite shows is Now You See Me. And I heard that Now You See Me.
Oh, Now You See Me.
It's a movie.
They're coming out with the third one. And when I heard, oh my gosh, you guys, when I heard the day it was coming out, I was so upset. It's going to come out in March. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going to come out in 2022. I stopped reading after that. 2022 is just so far away.
It really isn't. Like, once you think about it, the year is basically almost, like, we're halfway through the year. Think about it like that. No, and you know how fast, I still remember, you know, what I was doing for New Year's. I still remember New Year's. I still remember, you know, the snowstorm at the very beginning of the year. It seemed like such a long time ago, but it really wasn't. I remember my birthday. And that was all, you know, the first 3 months of the year. So think about it. We're already, you know, halfway through the year. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we're making the Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam. I can't wait for that.
July 16th, 2021. Yeah, that's not far away.
I thought it came out next week.
No, it's coming out July
16th. Well, excuse me. Shout out to, I'm joking. Go ahead. Woo, sweet Jesus. Man, if you watch the OG Space Jam on VHS, you are a real one. You are a real one. These kids don't know about VHS. Do y'all know what VHS is?
And not yes, that thing you, yes, we put that you put the little rectangle DVDs in.
We know what VHS are.
But do y'all remember? I used to watch Barbie Swan Lake on VHS.
Oh,
what?
Barbie Swan Lake, one of the best Barbie movies ever.
No, we had Netflix for all that. That's too much.
It was Princess something. Where she was just a regular girl, and then she
was like
a princess in the end.
Anyways, y'all know what the real to all my Barbie fans out there. I used to watch Barbie when they were little. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know, you know, nothing tops Barbie Swan Lake. Nothing tops that. What's topping that? Nothing.
Barbie the Princess Charm School. Barbie the Princess Charm School.
Whack. Yep.
Whack.
Right there.
You know,
whack. Whack.
Was it on
VHS? Doesn't
matter.
Did you have to? Did you rewind your favorite dance scene? No, no, you didn't.
Yes, I could.
No, you didn't. Not on VHS. Not on VHS, and then you rewind it too far.
We have Netflix now. Excuse me.
Ooh. This generation, child. This generation. All right, Ken. Yeah, that's the one you always used to watch. I was sick of watching that. We watched that about 15 times. We watched it almost every day.
The big red dog.
Mm-hmm.
A new one?
I heard that. A live action one. A live action. Yep. Kennedy, is that
for 17? That's close to my birthday.
Of this year?
2021.
All right. Y'all go check out. That was my show. I forgot her owner's name, but that was my girl.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. That was my girl. I liked her. Interesting. All right. Is that all for your?
Last one is coming out with the same too, December 27th.
Oh yes, I saw that. Y'all, me, Ken, and Rye. We all went to go see. Was it us? Did we go see it? Did you go see it with us, Rye? We saw it in theaters. I remember. I remember vividly because my girl Tori Kelly is in it. So I love everything she does.
No, I really don't.
Riley is.
I don't have a good memory.
You don't remember seeing Sing? That movie? I remember seeing it in theaters.
I remember watching it, Arlington, but I don't remember going anywhere to watch it.
We were at the Arlington Highlands Theater. I remember. Y'all are whack. Aren't they whack? Lord of mercy.
No, we're not whack.
Y'all said Barbie and the Princess Charm School. Swan Lake. Boss Baby 2. Yes, yeah. I saw that.
Nope, I'm not going to watch that. I can't do it.
See, but I thought Boss Baby was cute. One movie that I did not like that when I saw it in theaters, everybody was just laughing was Peabody and Sherman. I did not like that.
Peabody and Sherman?
It was very, very boring to me.
Okay.
I can't watch Peter Rabbit too. I can't do that either.
Oh, yeah, Peter Rabbit.
Y'all are just going off the deep end with what movies you like.
Okay, but that is it for Kennedy's hot takes. Thank you very much for your time.
No, it's Kennedy's rants. Riley has the hot takes.
Yes, Kennedy's.
Kennedy's rant. Thank you, Kennedy.
Woo!
Okay. I guess y'all can.
Riley's rant, because she ranting about all this craziness that is happening in the world.
It's very true. Very, very true. Go ahead, Riley.
All right. So I'm not going to steal the show. Mine today is going to be very short. It's just going to be a brief segment about what's happening in our world. So, for starters, today I'm going to be talking about abuse or domestic violence abuse, how it's just not right. I mean, I don't understand why you would have the rights to put your hands on someone. Clearly they didn't ask to be abused. I know that there's a lot of videos on YouTube about all this stuff, and my mom actually, she has a Heels on the Move to Heal event coming up very soon. It's about women of domestic violence abuse, and how, you know, once they get out, they don't have many clothes, they don't have shoes, So we do a shoe fashion show every year for a victim of domestic violence. My mom was actually a victim of domestic violence. And if you guys should go on YouTube, go to and check it out. I'll make sure to leave it in the description. Guys, this is a very hard topic to talk about. I'm going to give you guys the hotline. So whenever you really want to, I know it's very difficult for people to get out and actually speak because you're afraid someone, they might find you again, or you might get caught. But I really do understand, and just want you to know that we're here for you. And if you ever need anything, you know, just to call, even if it's just a hang up and you call back, just know that we're here for you. I'm going to give you guys the line right now, and I'm going to say it real slow so that everyone gets it. Even if you are a kid, you're here for you. Even if you're a kid, adult, anything, a man, woman, I'm going to give you guys a number. It's 800-800-799-7233. I'm going to say it one more time. 800-799-7233. Now, before I go on, I want to get Destiny and Kennedy's advice about how you guys feel about domestic violence.
That's really good, Violet. Thank you so much for
that. That was really nice.
That was.
And how you said we're here for you. We are here for you.
Absolutely. The We Talk Radio family is here. We are praying for you, sending you all of our love. For people that are struggling in situations of domestic violence, unfortunately, those situations, can be so complicated.
It can.
Recently, actually, I believe it was last fall, my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, our Lambda Eta chapter at my school at Sam Houston State University, we had a domestic violence program. And we talked to local police officers in the Huntsville area, which is where my school is. And we talked about domestic violence situations, because a lot of those, we usually think of, married women. And we usually think of, just women in general. We usually don't think of men, especially young men and women, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, one partner abusing the other. And, we usually don't, talk about those things. So my sorority wanted to have a program about domestic violence. And one of the things the police officers were saying is that, unfortunately, a lot of the victims of domestic violence, they stay in that situation because they are tied to their partner, either male or female, financially, emotionally, spiritually. A lot of, people don't want to get a divorce or don't want to leave, if you're married in the sense of their husband or their wives, their partner.
And they probably just don't really want to be alone.
Right. They don't want to be alone. Exactly. Especially if, you've been with that person, or even if you're boyfriend and girlfriend, if you've been with them for, 5 years, or even, 4 years, 2 years, that person has been with you in your life for a long period of time. So it's hard for, it's hard for the victim to leave, no matter if it's, a man or a woman. But we here at the We Talk Radio family, we, love bringing awareness to this topic. And like Rye said, Miss Kia D has a program called Heels on the Move to Heal, which is a nonprofit, explaining or, reaching out to young women, just women in general, about the severities and just bring awareness to domestic violence in all forms. Because one thing that we also talked about with the local police officers, and we also talked to, we have a safe house in Huntsville, Texas, and it's not too far from our college campus. And it's where, women and mostly, women and children, but, anybody can be there. Women and children go to, usually most of the time, they are fleeing domestic violence situations, abusive situations in their home, or, they're homeless. They don't have anywhere to go, but most of the time it is their partner is abusing them in some way. And so they leave their home with their, either by themselves or, if they have children, with their children. And the safe house was saying a lot of women are abused financially. Maybe, they're the breadwinner in the family, and, their, husband or, their partner is abusing their finances. So it's just so many, different ways besides, physical and verbal abuse. You can also be mentally, abused, emotionally, mentally, and financially, which is, that it goes unnoticed, especially in the Black and Brown community. So thank you, Riley, for bringing attention to that. Again, us at the Ken and Rye Show and at the We Talk Radio and at We Talk Radio, we send all of our love and our we send all of our love and our support to you. If you have to flee that situation, please flee that situation. Riley, if you could give the hotline one more time, go ahead.
Yes, I will. Just really quickly, I want to explain to you guys what Heels on the Move to Heal is. Heels on the Move to Heal is a nonprofit organization that strives to bring awareness to domestic abuse or sexual abuse and or human trafficking while empowering and supporting survivors with the passion to protect our youth. We created Youth on the Move to Heal to promote awareness and educate youth on domestic violence while giving them a platform to be creative. We have educational programs and initiatives that allow the youth to create and produce local events. They have the experience of becoming a show MC, performer, producer, DJ, photographer, and videographer. So you guys, the official date, because you know it's a fashion show, so the official date would be August 19th. It's official, August 19th. You guys, make sure you tune in on August 19th. Make sure that is in the description too. And I'm going to give you guys the hotline again. It's 800-799-7233. Give it one more time. 800-799-7233.
That's great, Riley.
Thank
That's awesome.
Much.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, we are going to go to commercial. We will be right back. We're going to be right back with my debacles. I'm going to be talking about the amazing Olympian. She is now an Olympian, Shikari Richardson from Oak Cliff. Woo! I'm going to be talking about her next on Destiny's Debacles. Y'all don't want to miss it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hit it, DJ.
Woo!
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you so much, DJ, for that bop right there. We love that song. Y'all know I love that song. You know, I know most of the songs we play, I love. But, you know, that song, that one's one of my favorites. All right. But, y'all, thank you so much for, you know, tuning into our show. I'm going to do my debacles and, you know, we just going to do this thing. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Are y'all ready?
Are we ready?
We ready? You ready, Ry?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. I'm going to be talking about.
Yes, I'm ready.
I said Miss Shikari. Her name is Miss Shikari Richardson. She is she is now an Olympian. She is from Oak Cliff or Dallas, Texas. But, you know, usually the reason I'm so hype, y'all, I'm not going to lie. A lot of, you know, people from Texas that are usually famous, you know, like the Megan Thee Stallions, Simone Biles, which is also an amazing Olympian, gymnast Olympian, are from, you know, Beyonce, obviously. A lot of them are from, you know, South Texas. I feel like we don't really have, besides Erica Banks. Erica Banks is amazing. She's an amazing rapper from Dallas. But we don't have a lot of people repping Dallas. You know, we have a lot of people repping, you know, Houston, Texas, which is amazing. I love everybody from Houston. Shout out to Houston, Texas. But, you know, we don't really have a lot of people, especially my age. And she is also 21. And, that are representing, you know, she's going to be representing the United States. And she's from, you know, in the Olympics. And she's from Oak Cliff. Like, that's big. That's a big, big, big deal. That's a huge deal. And I'm so excited for her. She is an American track and field sprinter. And she competes in 100 meters and 200 meter races. And she goes to the, she rose to fame at 2019. At LSU, Louisiana State University. Shout out to everybody that attends LSU. Shout out to the state of Louisiana. Y'all are amazing. And, you know, she's a freshman there, or she was a, you know, that's in 2019, she was a freshman there. And she ran, she broke the record of a 100 meter dash. And she ran that in, y'all, 10.75 seconds. So almost 11 seconds, under 11 seconds. Do you know how crazy that is? She is one of the fastest in the world. And she's 21.
And she's a Black girl.
And she's a Black queen. She is a beautiful Black queen. Ooh, y'all. If I got her on the show, y'all let me know if y'all want her on the show. Maybe me and the We Talk Radio team, the Ken and Rye team, we can pull some strings. But y'all, she is just absolutely amazing. She was born March 25th. She's a March baby. And she's in Dallas, Texas. Again, like I said, she's 21. And y'all, she's short. She's only 5'1". She's so short. But y'all, there was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of pushback, you know, of how she was dressed. So she was wearing, when she was recently, this week, she was competing for them to be in the Olympics. And y'all, she was, her hair was in a half up, half down style. She had some weave in her hair. It looked great. It was like this really pretty kind of orange auburn color. And she, you know, she had long nails. She had her lashes on. She had tattoos. And people were saying, you know, the blogs were saying, or, you know, just not a lot of blogs were saying, you know, she was ghetto, but a lot of people were saying she was unprofessional. She was ghetto. She looked ugly. I thought she looked great. Rye, Ken, have y'all seen this video? And what did y'all think about it when, you know, like, or when people say things like, you know, really? Exactly. I think it is too.
Be cautious and careful about what you say.
Right.
Because you don't know what the person is going to.
Right.
But the person that's hurting the other person, it must be going to.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Vibe, what do you think? What do you think about, you know, just, you know, when people say, because she was, you know, most Olympians, you know, or, you know, Black women that are Olympians, if they wear their weave, you know, it's in a bun or, you know, tied back because, you know, you're running and you don't want, you know, the hair to get in the way. Her hair wasn't necessarily in the way because she had, like, you know, a small ponytail, like a half up, half down situation going on. It was real cute. But a lot of people were saying, you know, it was unprofessional, it was ghetto, it was too much. I'm like, first off, sister girl she looked great. She looked great. She had the nails. I don't understand how she was running with all that. I feel like if, you know, if I was running, like maybe I feel, I mean, I don't know about the nails. I don't know. I feel like I would have my hair pulled back. Right. Absolutely. She's amazing. She's very, you know, she's educated, or she's getting her education at Louisiana State University. I know she's going to do just great things, but I know she's gotten a lot of praise from different celebrities. I actually saw the video on Viola Davis's Instagram, y'all, and she was just, I love track and field. Everybody always tells me, you know, they're like, are you a track star? Are you a runner? Are you a track star? But people always told me, they were like, you have such amazing legs. Like, did you see track? And I was like, no, but if I would have went to a regular high school and I wouldn't have went to a fine arts school and danced, I would have definitely ran track. Because I like to run. I'm not very good at it because, you know, I've never done it. But I do like to run. And I think I can run pretty fast, personally. Maybe I have to go toe-to-toe with somebody. But, yeah. I think track is just so...
I'll race you, Des.
It's such a fun... Oh, really? Well, y'all, I guess we're going to have a track a race.
Race you.
Next week, we'll keep y'all tuned because I think I'm going to win. I put my money on me. But Riley, I think you can run fast too. Where are we gonna run it?
You know, Granny has a what's it called, a track thing, but that's too much for me. We can run up and down the street.
Not too much.
I can do that.
See, cars would be coming.
No, I mean on the sidewalk.
I'm scared I'll get ran over.
I mean on the sidewalk. Go back once and go forward.
Okay. All right, that's a bet. That's a bet. Y'all go to Retalk Radio and y'all put in, you know, y'all make sure y'all say who's going to win. Because I think I run pretty fast, Ryan. I'm not going to lie. Not too long horn. But I think I run pretty fast. But hey, you might beat me.
Ken, you want to get in on this bet?
All right.
Why not?
So you always trying to compete for some money.
People me? Are broke. Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to compete with. Money.
Right, people are broke. Well,
I'm broke.
Lord
too.
Of mercy. Well, Riley, y'all put in the comments and let us know who do you think will win. Because I'm betting on myself. I might blow you at the water, Rye. Now I'm motivated. I'm ready. We can do this. Yeah, we can do this tomorrow, fair and square.
In front of the family?
Sure.
Just to get judged? No, thanks.
Videotape and send it to Instagram or Facebook.
You don't even have an Instagram or a Facebook.
Exactly. You don't even have TikTok, yeah. Kennedy. So what? Back off. You don't even have, who doesn't have TikTok these days?
Oh, okay. Just I'm like, when did you get an Instagram or Facebook? And why haven't you followed me? Anyways. But yeah, y'all. Miss Sha'Carri Robinson is absolutely amazing. And y'all, I was looking at something on Twitter. I just saw it right before our show started. And I was looking at all the people, all the different women from Texas that have that are going on to be Olympians. So the tweet says, I don't think y'all understand what's going on. Texas, stand up. These beautiful Black women will be representing the U.S. in the 2021 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan, period. All right. So Simone Biles, she's from Spring, Texas, which is not too far from Houston, or I think it's considered Houston. I don't know. I know some people might, you know, judge me for that. Don't judge me for that. But she is, you know, in the gymnastics, you know, area of the Olympics. She's in the, you know, she's in gymnastics. And so for track and field, we have three different girls. So we, like I just said, we have Sha'Carri Richardson. She's from Dallas, Texas, track and field. We have Simone Manuel from Sugarland, Texas. And, oh, she's in swimming. Sorry. So Simone Manuel is from Sugarland, Texas, and she's going to the Olympics, you know, the swimming. What do you call it, y'all? The swimming Olympics? I feel like that's not right. Anyways, so we have Anika McPherson from Port Arthur, Texas. One of my friends is from Port Arthur. Shout out to Port Arthur. She's track and field. Jasmine Moore, she's from Grand Prairie, Texas, track and field. We have Natalie Hines, Midland, Texas. She's, you know, swimming. We have Tamara Mensha Stock, Mensha? I think it's Tamira Mensha Stock. And she's from Katy, Texas. And she's wrestling. I'm ready to see her tackle somebody down for the people, for the culture. I want to see that. So I'm definitely going to be tuning into that. We have Ariel Atkins from Duncanville, Texas. Shout out to Duncanville. She's basketball, so I'm ready to see her. We have Chikaya Ogbugu from Coppell. Shout out to Coppell, Texas. She's in volleyball. And then we have Brittany Griner from Houston, Texas, and she's basketball. So, y'all, the Black girl magic is popping. The Black girl magic, the Texas Black girls, stand up. And that tweet came from @Dreamville_AK. So, y'all go follow him. But, y'all, isn't that absolutely amazing? All those beautiful Black women all over Texas, East Texas, West Texas, North Texas, South Texas, just representing for the whole state. Salute to these young women. And I hope that, you know, they win. They just get gold. Gold, because, you know, that's what the magic is made out of. 24 karat magic. That's all we deserve. It's the gold. That's what we're going for. But I'm especially Miss Tamira Mensha Stock, the wrestling. Oh, I'm ready for her to take somebody down for the culture. For the culture, I'm ready for her to take somebody down. And I know that's, you know, that shouldn't be in my spirit, but I'm ready for that. But yeah, y'all, that's all for my debacles today. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be right back, y'all, on We Talk Radio.
What is your favorite youth show?
The Kenny Rod Show. Woo!
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Ladies, we had a great show today. How'd y'all think the show went? How'd y'all enjoy it? Smoothly. How'd you think, Rob? What'd you like about the show?
Of course, I like my part. My part. I love my part. You know,
always holding it down. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you to our We Talk Radio family. Shout out to everybody on the team. You guys work tirelessly, and we appreciate you guys so much. Kennedy, would you like to close us out in prayer?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, go ahead. All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today and just waking us up this morning.
Amen.
It is a blessing. And, you know, just having the right to just breathe in your name, Lord. Thank you so much for just being so good.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That was a good prayer. High five. That's good. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show. Riley, is there anything you got to say?
I would just like to say for everyone out there, just keep your head held high for the rest of the week. No matter what anyone says, just keep your head held high.
Amen. That's great advice. So since y'all are giving advice, actually, wait, we have a birthday shout out. Shout out to our cousin, Jawan Xavier Green.
Shout out to all the cancers and the July babies.
All the July babies. Shout out to, you know, everybody doing their thing in the month of July.
You mean June?
So many blessings, so many great opportunities. But shout out to my cousin, Jawan. It was his birthday earlier this week. We love you. Happy birthday. Happy 25th birthday. Quarter of a century. You go. We love you. We thank you for all you do, just being an amazing cousin and loving on us so much. But yeah, y'all, great show today. Great show, Rye. Great show, Ken. Thank you to our amazing audience that tunes in every single week.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.